it really enables us to take a look at how we integrate existing IT services and look at our future capabilities. There are six critical enabling initiatives that are inherent and really provide the basic framework for this IT strategic plan. The first pillar is the IT leadership, and it really sets out who's going to be responsible and how we're going to share the responsibility across the entire OPM family for the development of the IT infrastructure. Obviously, the CIO is going to be first and foremost at the head of that, but what we're doing differently in this IT plan is to knock down silos so that we don't have different types of IT architecture operating within OPM, but rather that there is an enterprise-wide plan and development of IT support. The second piece of this plan is very important, and that's called the IT governance. And this is really the commitment that the whole agency will have to the type of IT infrastructure that we're developing. So this governance means that not only will decisions be made that are good for the entire department, but it is also they are made by the entire department. So it's not because the investments are going to be made much differently than they were before. It's important that we have the input, insight, and opinion of all of our office heads and assistant directors. Our third pillar is very important. It's called enterprise architecture. And this, as a pillar, is really designed to take a look at the development of the architecture that will be necessary to move us into the future. We've got to base those decisions on what's most cost-effective, what's most efficient investment, and certainly what's the most agile investment. So we want to be sure that whatever we're developing within the IT architecture is one that will serve us not only well for today, but also for tomorrow, and not make investments that will be outdated as soon as we stand them up. So this enterprise architecture, based on what we're doing with leadership and governance, will be sort of the heart of what we do. Now, we want to be sure with the fourth pillar that we're developing and investing in IT that is agile. That is, that it can apply across the agency, that is, from retirement services to FIS to HRS or to wherever we needed employee services. We want to be sure also that it doesn't become outdated, so that agility using new technologies like the cloud to help us make small investments now that will lead to smart investments for the future. The other two pieces that are important to the foundational structure of our plan are data analytics and information security. The data analytics will help us make sure that we, as we gather data that is homed right here in OPM, is used appropriately to help workforce planning, not only in our own department, but certainly as across government. So as OPM is developing human resources policies, that they're based on sound data and that we're assisting other departments and agencies in their own workforce planning. Finally, we've got to be sure with all of this that the data that we do collect and the infrastructure that we do build is secure.
Let me turn to Donna Seymour, the CIO of OPM. You get to do all this that the Director Archuleta just laid out. From your perspective, let me start with leadership, governance, and EA. I think those first three pillars are important. As you kind of go through those, what do you see as the biggest changes that are going to happen along, again, leadership, governance, EA?
Our plan is about leading a cultural change in leadership and governance and enterprise architecture. As the director has pointed out, probably the one most fundamental change that this plan has that we haven't had previously is breaking down the silos in our offices in OPM. And from a leadership perspective, engaging not only our leaders across OPM, but our partnering agencies is very important. And how we'll make those decisions and engaging that entire leadership team to make sure that we're supporting not only the OPM mission, but the mission of the agencies throughout federal government is very important. And our enterprise architecture will really enable us to see gaps in the solutions that we're providing, as well as opportunities for efficiencies across those solutions. So where we have redundant capability or where we have a lack of technology supporting the organization, those are the areas where we're going to want to concentrate.
when you look at those three areas, one of the things that stands out to me is you talked about the lack of technology or redundant technology. Does anything stand out to you in terms of here's where we're going to go first to really address that this technology gap or this idea that, hey, we have three systems that all do the same thing, we're wasting money, how can we reduce it to one system and put that money somewhere else?
I think we'll be looking across the agency, but there are some particular areas that come to mind. Our retirement services one is where we're going to focus particularly. We want to make sure that our retirement solutions carry us into the future, that they are very efficient so that we can adjudicate our retirement cases quickly and very efficiently. And so we will be concentrating some of our effort in that area. In particular, we're looking at how we can use case management tools in the retirement services area, but not only in retirement services, but how, if we were to procure a case management tool, put one in place, how that can serve across the OPM in other areas as well. And then I think another focus for us will be the USA jobs and how we hire. The workforce of today is looking for jobs in different ways. They're using more social media and other ways of finding jobs. And we want to capitalize on that so that as we continue to hire the best and most diverse workforce, that we are providing them the tools that they use most to find those jobs and apply for those jobs.
Let me turn to Director Archuleta for a second. When you received this plan and saw, let's just address the leadership issue, the governance issue, the EA issues initially, what stood out to you?
What I was excited about was the pillars that were being lifted up by the planning team. The fact that we're starting at the very fundamentals, that is, where is our leadership and where is our governance? You know, one of the emphases that I have here as a director of OPM is that we all work as a team, that we're all responsible for the success of what we do in each and every office, and that as we work together, we have to remind ourselves that this is an important way of working together that will lead to our success. So when I saw that IT leadership and IT governance were the fundamental base for how we move forward, I got very, very excited about that. The third thing that I think was most important to me was that we're looking at this enterprise-wide. So we didn't say, okay, we've got to go in and fix this piece or that piece. We said, we have an opportunity here to lay a foundation for how we bring this all together and make sure that whatever the investment is, that we're doing that in a way that will profit the whole organization. So as we take a look at case management is not unique to RS, retirement services. We also do case management in responding to FOIAs. We do case management throughout our organization. And when we make an investment in case management system, then we have to be sure that it applies not only to the retirement services, but to other areas. So I'm really excited about that part and look forward to seeing the first steps. You know, we received money in our 2014 budget to help us develop a case management system, and we will have it up and online by 2015. And so I think those investments and the fact that not just RS services or retirement services will profit from that, but the whole organization will, is an important step for us.